Today we had a chassan in the yeshiva. We didn't say tachna. So I think it's appropriate we should learn the halachas when and when not. Could you say today is no tachna? So for that, you probably have to say tachna. For presidents, they actually should say double tachna. Especially for the presidents that we have these days. So, the question is, for a chassid, do we say tachna? Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun l'Yisrael, shachassin noyik shivis yimei achupa b'simcha mishta. Who was the one who established to say, to have simcha for a chassin? Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not just he's happy, it's private. Moshe Rabbeinu tike. Shachassin noyik shivas yimei achupa b'simcha mishta. Like it says, v'simech es ishta ashalakach. And therefore, it's not just that he's happy. It's like a yom tov. That's, you understand, we have to figure out, how did the not tachnun come in here? Well, just because you're happy one day, you don't say tachnun? If a person makes $1 million, he walks into shul, he's not mechuyev to say tachnun. And the answer is, it's not about happy. It's about yom tov. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin, not only that he should be happy, but the shivas yomim to him, the 7 days, is a yom tov. Lefikach, therefore he doesn't say tachnun. Do you say tachnun yom tov? No. Okay. Now the question is, what about me? What does that have to do with me? It's his yom tov. It's my yom tov too. So if the people are davening in his house, okay, it's his house, and it's his yomtiv. So you need to follow, it's his home. The question is, when he comes to the Bet Knesset, why is the whole Bet Knesset, and it's very possible, they don't even know who he is. You listening? They don't even know who he is. For example, people ask me, who's the chassan? Who is it? Who is it? Nobody knows who it is. Right? And still, afal pikein, kol hakahal, einam, oimrim vidui, unafilas apayim, bechol shivas yemei hamishta. And the question is, why? So the truth is, it seems from the achrayim two explanations. I don't have time to go through all the Marim Mikomois now, but I can tell you it seems like there's two pshatim, two reasons, two explanations why we don't say Tachnun because of a chassan in the Bet Knesset. Well, I don't even know. I have nothing to do. He randomly walked in here. If he's part of the Bet Knesset, all right. He just walks in. Today, he'd rather it was someone from the yeshiva. But if it would be someone random walking in, you know, I'm sure one day they're going to come up with an app where to find the closest chassan. Like this, you never have to say tachnun. They already have it. They already have it not to say tachnun on the days of the tzaddikim passed away. So they have now a thing, a whole calendar of all the tzaddikim. So what they would do is find out where the local chassan is. Like this, you don't have to come, right? Why does it work? Why is it that I'm allowed to not say tachnun if it's not me? It's not my... I have nothing to do with the person. So there's two answers. One answer is Klal Yisrael. When one person has a simcha, it's everyone's. You know, there's a whole question about Sheva Brachos, if it can be made in a shul. In a Bet Knesset. Now, it's made the hall 90% of the time because now we have halls. So why make it in the shul if you have a hall? 20, 30 years ago, this thing about a shul and a hall, it didn't exist. There was a shul, and the shul was somewhat, you know, bigger than the regular room in your house, the dining room. And it was a little bit nicer, maybe, because it was a chandelier. So they made it in the shul, all the Sheva Brachas. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky questioned, what's the heter to make it in a shul? You know, if it's a sudas mitzvah, okay. I just want to tell you, a sheva brachas is not a sudas mitzvah. People don't understand that. Oh no, it's not a sudas. People missed the daf yomi last night because of sheva brachas. I get it. I mean, I don't get it, but that's what I heard, right? It's not a sudas mitzvah. A bris is a sudas mitzvah. A sheva brachas, if anything, is the other way around. Sheva brachas is the su'uda of the chasen. You understand? It's the su'udas ha-chasen. He's happy and he makes sheva brachas. It's about him. As a matter of fact, the right place to make a sheva brachas is bebeito shel ha-chasen. That's the right place to make a sheva brachas. So the question becomes, why are we taking a sheva brachas, which is a mundane su'uda, and we're putting it in the Bet Knesset? Said Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, L'lamed ha'am, to teach the people that it's not just his mechasana, it's not just his simcha, it's communal, it's everyone's simcha. Nivne od bayit b'Yisrael. Another home was built in here. Banui od bayit b'Yisrael. You hear? So when you ask the question, the chasam comes in, has nothing to do with you, I think we have to rearrange the way you see things. It has a lot to do with you. And even if you don't know who the chasam is, it's your simcha. You understand? So just like he is besimcha, and just like he has a halacha of lismach v'ze yom tov shaloi, ata muzman la yom tov shaloi. You hear? And even if you don't know him, ata shayach umuzman. Ata shayach, you have connection. You hear? You're listening? So again, the question was, why if the chasen comes, we don't say tachanun? What do I have to do with the chasen? Now you can come and say, well, he davens here and it's his shul. And if it's not, he just happened to have walked in here. And the answer is, even if you don't know who he is, and he just happened to come by, you're still part of his simcha. Because Kol Yisrael, Mishpacha Echad. We're one, for better or for worse, as they say. We're one family, all right? Mishpacha Echad. We're one family, yeah? Now, Ulam Bishachris Shal Yoyim Achupo. Now, I want to discuss one more reason. So this is reason number one. Reason number one is, we're all family. Reason number two, L'chvoidoi shel ha-chasen. And this is what's brought down in a lot of the achrayim. Somehow, and for some reason, if you show him simcha, you're supposed to misamech ha-chasen, right? You're supposed to treat the chasen kechatan yechahen pe'er. He's supposed to be treated with a little bit of dignity and royalty, you know? I don't know if you know that many have a custom that during the sheva brachas, every time the chas, they treat him, he'll sit up front. There's a reason for it. Because chasen is daim aleh melech. Ashkenaz, it stops after 7 days. The minute the sheva brachas is over, go to the kitchen, the dishes. It doesn't check. The chasen, the din chasen daim aleh melech, svard, I think almost a year. I remember, I don't know if they still do it, but there was a time and a place they would tell you chasen daim aleh melech for 1 year straight. So before you get married, I think you should check into who you marry. Like this, you get the rights of chasen daim aleh melech for a full year. You hear? So full year. The problem is they treat you like a king for the first year. The minute the clock strikes over, you go back to not being. You know what I mean? You go, the Cinderella's over. It. They go back to being everybody else. But all right, the point being. L'chvaydai shel ha-chasen. So reason number one, it's his yantif. Ata muzman, you're part of his yantif. And reason number two is what? Like a kohen melech. You hear? Chatan dom lemelech. Now when does this apply? Does it apply? Shachris, mincha, yeah? So we're going to learn, right? We're going to learn about this, but before we get to that, What about the shachris before the chuppah? He's the day of his wedding. Tonight he's getting married by the shacharit. Ulam b'shachris shel yom ha'chuppah. Aval pi shakidush ma'chuppah ne'rachim boi b'yayim kaidim shkiyas ha'chamah. Even though it's going to be before Shkiyas HaChamah, it's not going to be at night, it's going to be today. Mikol Makai Adayin Ein Tairas Chasin Olav. He's not a Chasin yet. Hutzrichin Lai Mevidu Nefilas HaPayim. The question is, what about Mincha? Aval B'mincha K'shismucha L'chupa U'kifrat K'shihi B'mazmutei Chasin V'kali. Usually the davening mincha right by the hall already. So since it's right before what? The chasana, you could be mekel. Now, here's an interesting question. Let's say the chasan didn't show up for shachris. He's oversleeping, but the kala got there. The kala is in the Ezra's Nashim. With a kala in the Ezra's Nashim, yeah, Pata the tzibur from nefilas apayim. V'im kalin im tzibezos nosh v'ein achas rishon ein apay teres as hakal loy mar vidu nefilas apayim. Now what's the reason for this? Chasin is daim el melech. Is kala daim el malka?
Yes, I think.
So this is an old question. Where is the question? A lot of times by chasana, you'll see when somebody comes into the chuppah, everyone stands up. The chasana, when he comes into the chuppah, they stand up. Do you stand up for the kala? So this is an old, old issue and an old question. Now, if you learn because of the kavod, so some say chasana daima lamelech, we don't have kala daima lamalka. There's no makar for it. Kala daima lamalka. Now, yes, the queen, and she's wearing a chveza, what do you call a headband like a crown, and then everyone's going to dance around like she's the queen. Shh. Lamaisa, kala, doima, le, kala, doima, lamalka. It's not in Chazal. But then there's another reason to stand up for a chasan, and people don't realize this. We learn from Bikurim that Mekainim, we get up for Oisei Mitzvah Bizmana. When someone does a mitzvah in its proper time, he gets the respect that we stand. For example, when they brought the Bikurim, the Mishnah says clearly, all the store owners came out and they stood in respect for those that brought what? The Bikurim. So we learn from here, you need to stand for someone who does a mitzvah B'shaita. So this is the question, since the Chasan and Kala, they're going to the chuppah. The chasan is doing a mitzvah now, so we stand up for him. Why do you stand up for the baby when the baby walks in? You ever seen Shad Mila? Everyone gets up when the baby walks in. So everyone thinks because you're standing up for Eliyahu Navi. You might not be standing for Eliyahu because he was there already. You know what you're standing up for? You're standing for the baby because the baby's doing a mitzvah b'shaita. He's doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah of bris milah. Which is the whole question. Is the baby doing the mitzvah? Is the father doing the mitzvah? Is the father doing the mitzvah on the baby, for the baby? Not now. We're not going to go through all this now. But one thing for sure, when someone is doing a mitzvah and he passes by you while he's doing the mitzvah or on the way to doing that mitzvah, you need to stand up. The question is, what about the kala? Is the kala doing a mitzvah by getting married? It's a great question. Pashtus, she's not mitzvah in Pru Revu. So what kind of a mitzvah is she doing? Right? She's getting married to the husband. She's helping the husband. Also, so I want to say, well, she's part of the mitzvah because he can't do his mitzvah if she's not masking, right? So she's part of it. Others say there's a mitzvah, even if there's no Pru Revu, a woman has Lesoyu Vero Loshavis Yitzara, which means to procrastinate, to have children. To have procreate, excuse me, not procrastinate. Your community's procrastinate. It's procreate. There's a mitzvah to procreate. And some say a woman has that. And when she goes to the chuppah, that's her mitzvah. And therefore, what do? You get up for the kala as well. Many gedolim would almost like make a stand. Yes, we're getting up for the kala. while many gedolim with on purpose say, I'm sitting to show that it's not nice. What are you getting up for the kala for? Everybody gets up for the kala, and they, you know, and everyone has to get a vesa. You should be looking. You should be part of it, maybe. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was from the opinion that you do not get up for the kala. And there's no reason to get up for the kala. And he bedafka, and which means is he instructed those around him not to get up for the kala. Now, getting back to the lemaisa. Now you understand, if the kala now is in the Ezra's Nashim, so she doimel malka, is it her, so to speak, kovoy not to say taknun? So there's a few things I could tell you, that even if you're going to say she's doimel malka, but she's not part of the minion. The chasen is part of the minion. The chasen's part of what's going on in the shul. The kala, even if she's in the Ezra's Nashim, what is she? She's a bystander, so to speak, that she's standing in the crowd. And for her, there might not be, and that's how we paskin, that there isn't a reason not to say tachna. Okay. Now the question is, till when for the chas? Till when? So let's say they get married before Shkia, which is the minig, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're very makban on it. So when the Sheva Brachas finish, so Sheva Brachas finishes that day, right? But it's not 24 hours since, right, 24 times 7 since she got married. You're cutting a day short because that Shkia, till it says, it's day one. So they only actually have 6 days of Sheva Brachas, theoretically, right? So what about the full 7 days? So the halacha is, you hear, Afa Pish Linya Sheva Brachas, Nishlamim Shivas Yimei Amishta B'Yayim Shlishi, which means they cut it, they lose a day. That 20 minutes, and at Yisrael, it's even less than that. Between Shki and Seis, it's Mamish. So you're really losing a whole day because of that, those 40 minutes? Still, Mikamakim, Lin Yavidu, Yin Afilus Apayim, Yesh, Lahakl, Shloy, Laimram, B'yayim Revi. The next day. You could still not say, Tachnun, Atzoiv, Shimish, Yomim, Eis, Leish, Mishah, Sachuba, Kedush. Now, the question is, let's say he goes, right, the chasen. So we know that the chasen has shachris, mincha, ma'ariv. The big question is by the bris milah. That's a good question. You hear? And the question by the bris milah is, let's say the bris is in the morning. Let's say there's a minyan in the morning in other places, meaning there's other rooms. It's after the bris already. What about mincha time? And the aviyah ben is there. It's ready, the bris is over. What about if you have a situation where it's not the Aviyah Ben, it's the Sandik? He's also called the Baal Simcha, the Mayil. So wherever Rav Pesach Kron Gro goes for Mincha, then maybe you don't have to say what? You say Nachon. What, are you a Pesach? Okay, so let me just get through this one because I have to, you know what, I have to just argue with him a little bit. All right, now. Gam kishamila nasis babaiker, and the rest of these halachas I'd like to do tomorrow because it's getting late and we have to finish the shir. But let's get through just this one because Rami, you know what I mean, he got under my skin now, so we have to respond. Gam kishamila nasis babaiker, even when the brismila is in the morning, im nimtza betfilas hamilcha echad mi balei habris, dahainu avia ben hamoyel Hasandik, Eloi mevidu nefilas hapayim, which means if the bris is in the morning, you hear, what do you do? By mincha, you can still say no tachnu. Shekedushas usimchas mitzvah is kalayim. It goes through the day, even though the bris was already. V'machrim esamilal samuch lemincha. What about if the bris is going to be mincha time? How about by shachris?
Who doesn't have to say only?
Those three. Slowly. Those three. Now, you're talking about, what about all the people that hold the baby, right?
No, I'm saying, how come we don't say it's the same thing for Klal Yisrael? It's one big family. Same thing as with the Chatan.
So the answer is, one big family. Now, I know this, by the way. Any bris local in any area around here, Any bris, everybody runs to him. I asked the guy, where are you with my bris? Who? He doesn't know, but he's there. He went to the bris.
And they
want to
get cleaned out.
Huh?
Cleaned out.
They're running to every bris you're running to. Okay. Ve'im achrim es hamila ad samuch lemincha. You hear? And if they push the bris late till mincha, how about in the morning? Should you say yeishaimim shetaimach laim avidur nefilas apayim b'shacharit? Rak b'mincha she atfilas smuch lebris hamila yaim avidur nefilas apayim. Aval yeish lo hagim shebchalayfin ein yaim avidur nefilas apayim. Gam b'shacharit. Ve'en l'shanot b'pnei ha-machlokes. So what does that mean? That if it's about it, do it. Okay? Ve'en l'shanot b'pnei. Now, the question will be, what happens if the bris is shachris, right? So the question is, by mincha do you say? So he brings over here, I'm trying to find where he says it clearly, that Ashkenaz will say it by mincha.
But
Sephardim, well. I'm trying to find it here clearly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the whole minyan doesn't say it?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to